This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has been ousted by the military after months of demonstrations against his autocratic 30-year rule. Sudan's defense minister announced in a nationally televised statement al-Bashir has been arrested and is in a safe place. Naba Mohideen has more on the public's response in Khartoum.
Thousands of protesters flooded the streets of Khartoum in celebration, chanting slogans saying the army was with them. Protester Fatima sat with her kids on a main street as cars honked their horns to mark the occasion. She says that they are not rats, as the government previously described the protesters. They are lions. They will not leave the streets until they hear the military's official announcement, says Fatima. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes and genocide in connection with atrocities in the western region of Darfur. The U.S. has filed charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange not long after London police arrested him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Justice Department says Assange conspired with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to break into a classified government computer. The indictment accuses the WikiLeaks founder of assisting Manning in cracking a password that helped Manning infiltrate Pentagon computers. The Justice Department's been looking at Assange for years for WikiLeaks' role in publishing government secrets. He'd stayed holed up in Ecuador's London embassy for nearly 7 years, fearing extradition to the U.S. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. European Union leaders departed from a summit early Thursday morning after agreeing to an extension to the UK's withdrawal from the bloc. Britain and the other 27 members agreed to allow the UK to delay its EU departure date until Halloween. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says the EU is hopeful Britain will come to a resolution on Brexit with this new extension.
There are now cross-party talks. There is a sense that they might be successful, but if they're not successful, then there's a fallback option.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says a no-deal Brexit benefits neither the EU nor Britain.
A hard Brexit without a deal would be a total disaster. Everyone knows that. So we have to do everything to avoid a hard deal. That's what Donald and myself are trying to do. Until now, we have been quite successful.
Juncker says there will be a review of the Brexit process in June. A top South Korean court has ruled that the country's criminal ban on abortion is unconstitutional. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, the ruling means a 66-year-old law could be nullified by the end of next year.
South Korea is one of very few developed countries with an anti-abortion law. That's in large part because of an influential evangelical Christian community. But polls have shown women, especially young women, support greater abortion rights. Bae is a Seoul resident in her late 30s. She says she thinks it's a positive, as giving birth to a child determines a woman's life, and from now on, a woman can make such an important decision by herself. The ruling gives lawmakers until the end of 2020 to change the law. If they can't do it by then, the ban will end. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Women who have abortions can be fined or imprisoned for up to a year under the current law. Doctors could be jailed for up to 2 years. U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting South Korean President Moon Jae-in for talks Thursday at the White House. The two leaders will focus their talks on the goal to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. India began the mammoth task of choosing its next government. Voters lining up at polling booths stretching from the violence-wracked region of Kashmir in the north to eastern and central states Thursday. It's an election that has been billed as a referendum on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. His party is widely expected to emerge as the single largest party, but falls short of the commanding majority it won in 2014. A spokesman for the Dalai Lama says the Tibetan spiritual leader could be released from a hospital in New Delhi on Friday. The 83-year-old Dalai Lama has been undergoing treatment for a chest infection since he was admitted on Tuesday. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.